Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for downloading this, and thanks so much to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. I do appreciate our sponsorship. As I said, it's what keeps the wheels on this vehicle as we move forward. Okay, here's one of these stories I wanted to talk to you about that you can't really believe, but it's true because it's always true. And this is reported by over on X/Twitter. I read that there is a Massachusetts hospital. In fact, there's several of them. And they won't automatically file neglect reports for babies born with drugs in their system. Got that? They won't file a neglect report for a little baby born with drugs in their system. Massachusetts General Brigham said babies born with substance exposure alone will no longer be reported to state welfare agencies unless there are other concerns the baby is abused or neglected. What? Apparently this is the story. It's a true story too. So basically this hospital, Massachusetts General, has announced it's revamping its policies regarding pregnant people. Get that? Pregnant people. It won't even say women. With substance abuse disorders, a condition which the hospital said disproportionately affects Black people and does not alone signal child abuse or neglect. The hospital group, which includes obstetrics and gynecology wards at Massachusetts General Hospital, Brigham and Women's Hospital, Newton Wesley Hospital, Salem Hospital, said the new policy would standardize an approach to toxicology testing. So have you got what they're doing? What they're saying is that if you report child neglect, it's racist. It's racist because it disproportionately affects the Black community. Well, maybe that's a problem that we need to come to terms with as regards the Black community. I mean, I couldn't care less what the skin color of a mother is or a mother. If her baby is born with substance exposure, then we can be pretty damn sure that suggests that the mother has been taking illegal substances, narcotics, drugs. Call it what you will. Now, if you're taking that and you're pregnant, I mean, that's horrific. This is aiding and abetting child abuse. And, you know, it's only going to cause more damage in the long term anyway. God love these poor little babies born with substance exposure. I mean, it's them that my heart goes out to in the first instance. I mean, I've spent the last just under a week with my new little granddaughter visiting her. And I mean, when you look at them and they're that young, just basically out of the womb, you know, and to think that a little baby could have substances exposure within their system and consider that's not abuse or neglect, that's satanic. I mean, maybe it's not a coincidence that it's Salem Hospital is one of those that's adopted this new policy. Listen, if any baby is born with evidence of drugs in their systems, then that should be instantly reported to welfare agencies. The child should be taken away from the mother, and the child every focus should be put on the child. Mothers who take drugs and bring babies into this world are not doing humanity any good whatsoever. But unfortunately, the staggering thing here is that, never mind the harm to the baby. We have to think about racism. And because of racism, we mustn't file any potential reports that the child welfare agencies might look into. Not that they probably would, because they're also staffed with this same kind of perverse, wicked ideology, and that's what it is. It's a wicked ideology that says, we got to cover up for substance abuse when it comes to mothers because Black mothers are disproportionately represented in that group. So, hello, Black community in this particular area. What are you doing? What are you doing? And is it just in Massachusetts that there's a problem with Black mums taking substances, narcotics, whilst pregnant? Whilst bringing a baby into this world? Or is it more widespread than that? This is a terrible situation, this one. When you think about it, when you logically consider what these mothers are doing, it's full-on child abuse. It's full-on child abuse. But rather than deal with the child abuse, what they're going to do, what they've done is they've come up with a new standardized system that removes any discussion of the child abuse. So whether that little infant has got, you know, fentanyl or heroin or cocaine in them, yeah, that's not as important as making sure we don't do something that could be seen to be singling out a group disproportionately reflected in this category of child abusers, which in this case appears to be Black people, according to their own statement on their own website. So I wonder what you think about this one. I mean, I would have thought reporting child neglect is absolutely number one priority. Racism doesn't apply. It's irrelevant. It's completely irrelevant. And this is where we have to stop them using the racist card at every opportunity to shut down debate. Enough with it. The babies come first.